Yo, Shorty, aka Good Kid, Ratchet City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit though. God bless. Congratulations, Netby Afro, Fro Nation.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, look here. I'm gonna get your picture right. You need to call me. We gonna go. I got some real nice for you. It'll make your toes curl. Call me as soon as possible.
NappyAfro.com.
Are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet. This is the Frocast, presented to you by NappyAfro.com, episode 316, and I am your host, your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lanes, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. I'm in the building. Sitting here to my left, my co-host, the elegant, the lovely, the problematic, yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated, yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody, coming to you live for the episode 316 for We So Love the Podcast World that we gave y'all this art.
My God.
Yes. Yes. So, Queen Jern, how was your week?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's it? Nothing exciting?
Not really. Okay. I'm trying to, you see, I'd be talking too much and I might, you know, make somebody know who I am. So.
Oh, well, they know who you are. You have an indistinguishable voice.
Really?
So if anybody listens to this, they can put two and two together and they'll figure out who you are. But, you know, since nothing exciting happened this week, just want to remind y'all that y'all can always follow us on Instagram at Frocast. Go to the site at Nappy Afro or Frocast.com. If you have any questions, you can always, questions, comments, concerns, complaints, you can always email us at NappyAfro@NappyAfro.com, or if you want to Gmail us, NappyAfro@gmail.com. Don't forget to like us on Twitter at Nappy Afro, Christian Mingle, Grindr, Tinder, Angie's List, Craigslist, Ashley Madison. We on all them sites, man. So just follow us, fuck with us. But yeah, man. Episode 316, man. Wow, man. It's already been going for a long time, man. Queen Jern, how's it feel to be in the driver's seat for the last 16 weeks? That's like 4 months.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah. We've been consistent with it. We didn't have a show just about every week. We ain't skipped too many weeks. And,
yeah.
You know, so 16 straight shows you've been in. And I mean, hey, people like it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't
I'm
leave
starting
us.
To feel pretty good.
Starting
you know?
To feel good about it, getting yeah. more comfortable.
Yeah, you know doing a little more, feeling a little more dedicated. So you know.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you first started. You mailing it in. Now you come with your notes prepared. You're ready to go, and you know that's what's up, man. Speaking of teachers, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that you're a teacher, but you know a lot of teachers.
I know a lot of them.
Teachers out here wilding again. This story comes from, I'm trying to bring up the city, a married middle school teacher named Brittany Zamora has been arrested for allegedly giving oral pleasure to a 13-year-old student on campus during school hours. A sixth grade teacher in Arizona accused of having sex with a 13-year-old student, performed oral sex on him in a classroom, and told the teen she wanted him every day with no time limit. Woo! That 13-year-old is living the life right there.
No, he is not.
Yo, hey, bruh. You are 13 years old. Are you getting your socks sucked off of you right now? Oh, my God. He ain't no good. I bet you ain't taking out the trash at home. He ain't doing no chores. This nigga ain't got no life. Because this teacher is sucking the living. And then she's married. She's sucking the brakes off this man. 13 years old? Oh, come on. Giving him that grown woman neck? Oh, he fucked up in the game.
And she is, too, because clearly she ain't got nothing going for herself because 13-year-olds, they don't have wash. Why the hell would I want to give head to a 13-year-old?
Some women like that musty smell, man.
Shit. Listen.
27-year-old teacher.
She ain't got nothing going for her because now she done lost a job. Her husband ain't trying to fool with her no more, I'm sure. If he got any kind of self-respect, he'll leave her ass. Ain't no way in the world you telling me I want to get with a 13-year-old. It ain't nothing sexy about a 13-year-old. I'm 27.
Mm-hmm.
She old enough that she can almost be his mama.
So they said they had sex 3 times.
So who's counting?
They had the sex 3 times. Oral sex on him in the car during the counters from February 1st through March 8th. They also traded naked photos. They said the relationship started when the married teacher began flirting with him in a classroom chat group. She then sent the teen a nude picture of herself in another clad in lingerie. During one exchange, the teen told Zamora he wanted to have sex with her again. Court records show. I know, baby, Zamora respond. I want you every day with no time limit in another message, she said. If I could quit my job and have sex with you all day long, I would.
Head so good. Yeah. Dick is so good. Yeah. If I can quit my job and fuck you all day, shit, I would. Yeah, I would.
Now, Brittany, that wouldn't be smart because if you quit your job to have sex with a 13-year-old all day.
You finna be broke and y'all finna be screwing on a cardboard box. That's what the fuck you finna be doing.
So, you know, then this is how they got caught. The parents had put an app on his phone to monitor it. So she was taken into custody. Charged with
one count.
Suspicion of 8 counts of sexual conduct with a minor, 2 counts of child molestation, and 1 count of transmitting obscene material. She went home, I don't know if she got home, but her bond was $250,000. I wanted her husband help her pay her grand.
I don't know, but they say a second student has also told the police that they saw her and the child having sex. So they got eyewitness accounts of this action going on. She needs to get herself together because, for one, she's reckless. If you doing it at the school, I'm going to need you to know, like, where the other children are. Like who's just willy-nilly having sex at the people's school? And you ain't thinking about the fact that, I mean, if it's some kind of surveillance cameras, if it's somebody else walking around, is this area secure? Are doors locked? I don't understand. I mean, first of all, I don't want to understand, I guess, the mind of somebody who is having sex with a 13-year-old and you 27. Like, you too freaking grown. If you was like a teacher who just graduated and the child was 17 and you was 21 or something, maybe.
22, yeah.
I could understand almost, that a little bit better. I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah,
like, there's
something. I
could
almost understand it,
there's
yeah.
something that it may connect the two of you. But when you 27, it ain't shit I want to talk to a 13-year-old about that requires them to get naked. Now, not a damn thing.
Now, this right here made me wonder. Either her husband is the biggest simp in the world, or she got that fire mouth. Because he went and he harassed the teen's father on the phone, begging for him not to contact authorities about the allegations. Zamora's husband told the teen's father that his wife had made a big mistake, but that she loved the kids. Oh, she loved the kids.
Yeah,
she loved the kids
theirs.
All over her face, all on her neck,
oh,
all
gosh.
Down her throat. She loved the kids.
Oh.
She loved the kids. And then
apparently the kids loved her too.
And then Zamora's husband also seemingly suggested that he and the teen's father fight each other to settle the bizarre love triangle. Suggested they meet up to settle this. The teen's father ignored the invitation and hung up. She only been working at school less than a year, and now she's already not going to be a teacher again. So what?
She's never going to be a teacher in her life.
Yeah.
So she might as well
go ahead. She might get teacher in some other small
group. She ain't teaching in Wells.
But I mean,
not
wow.
Not many people find out about this.
I mean, she's going to have to change, go back to her maiden name. But yeah, that's just, hey, listen.
I mean, her husband is a damn idiot.
I mean.
Because who the hell, if you cheat on me, I give zero fucks about you losing your job, mm-hmm. about you and the person who you messing with. I hope it's good because that's where you finna be at.
Mm.
Period. Mm. So if you got to live in a people basement, garage, whatever they got going on over there, that's where you finna be at. So I hope it was worth losing everything because I'm out.
Wow.
And then you got the nerve to be catching a charge behind us? Nigga, please.
You ever had a teacher that you want to have sex with?
No.
Never. Mm-mm. Not one teacher. Mm-mm. Wow. Well, I mean, back in our days, teachers was not sexy. Like, maybe it's the problem today.
I mean, I saw a couple of cute ones, but I never even, I mean, when I was in high school and stuff, I wasn't thinking about getting with nobody really like
what
that.
What about college?
I mean, and in college, I had a bunch of professors that were not cute. So, I mean, it was one that everybody knew was trying to screw all of the young girls, but I stayed away from him.
You didn't want no problems.
No, I didn't. He had a funny looking hand, too. Ooh. I didn't want that nigga to put that shit on me.
He'd put something else on you if you gave him a chance.
Mm-mm, I did not.
Yeah, man. So, wow.
He said he used to have, he got him a whole nother apartment for the hoes, but he was married.
Wow.
So, it was like, yeah, he slides you that key. He expecting you to come through.
Wow.
I was like, oh, yeah, no. I make sure I don't have no conversation with him. Turn my assignments in on time.
You don't want to be on the extra no credit favors. Couch with him, huh? We got you.
No thanks.
Well, I've never
so
had
I know a, you must have had a
no, 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 no. No teachers, because I said our teachers was not sexy. Like, our teachers looked like fucking teachers. And yeah. It was one teacher in the school that the dudes kind of was like, oh, shit. Her name was Miss Campbell. She taught, like, some little, one of them class, not a real class, like math. What's some classes called? Them electives. She taught, like, an elective.
Like a home economics?
Yeah, something. It was something. I ain't never take her class. I mean, I don't think about her. She had a real big old butt. But then one year, she did the chop, and I just was like, nah.
Y'all the natural?
Yeah, but she had it, like, low boy cut, and I was just like, I couldn't handle it, and I was just like, nah, y'all boys can have that, man. I mean, the fantasy with her was over. You know
what
I'm saying?
Is that right?
Yeah, so, you know.
Mm-mm. But yeah, Miss Zamora, she needs to get her ass whooped. I mean, they need to charge. I mean, like, people need to stop this. That I mean, because this shit is not okay. When people send their children to school, you're not sending your child to be harassed by the teacher. It's one thing if they fucking a teenager, one of their peers. But when you talking about the damn teacher is having sex with your child is not coming there for that shit. I don't care.
He's coming,
all right. I don't care.
He's coming for something else.
Yeah, it's a whole lot fooling around with Ms. Zamora.
Yes.
But I don't understand what the problem is. And what I mean, like, if you a hard-grown woman, it ain't no way in the world you could tell me that you got to school one day and little Jimmy was so sexy in these cargo shorts and a polo.
She might have been a meat beat, but he came to school in some baller shorts. She seen that meat. He probably, you know, fresh jacked off. It might have been a little swell still to it. She was just like, yo.
All I'm telling you is nothing sexy about that. If you grown, like I said, you not his age, there's nothing remotely close to making me think that you, I mean, like, what kind, y'all ain't having no conversation. Because what the hell, he playing Fortnite and you over here with, you know what I'm saying?
Real
you,
life problems.
Yeah, you got real shit going on. Because if you sucking 13-year-old's dicks, clearly you got some real life problems when you 27 and got a whole husband over there.
I don't know how the husband feel. Like,
he can't feel like nothing.
If I came home, my wife was like, yo, I cheated on you with a 13-year-old. Like, niggas gonna be dead. Like, somebody dying. Straight up. Like, I'm gonna kill somebody. Like,
well, you gonna go and fight the boy daddy? That's what this
no, I'm going to kill somebody. I'm going to kill that little boy.
The dude, the husband, I'm gonna let him know. Gonna fight the
he
daddy. Wanna,
he taking his anger on the wrong person. Yeah, take it out on the kid.
They don't even take it out on the kid. Take it out on the one you married. You in the relationship with her.
No. You take it out on the kid, bro.
No.
You gotta let him know.
Got nothing to do
it's
with that.
Real life consequences when you start fucking with somebody's wife. That's what that little young nigga need to learn. So I take it to his front door. I beat that little nigga
ain't
ass.
No consequences.
He ain't gonna know who I am. You know, I'm gonna beat the breakers off of him. He gonna be like, yo, man, some grown man whooped my ass today. That's why I was getting some ice cream. Some man just walked up to me and beat my ass.
My thing is, you crazy if you want to even still be with her. Like, for real? You that thirsty,
hey,
for this bro?
That's his wife.
Please.
He love her. He love her, man. He
clearly
love her.
She don't love you.
He love her. She just love little young penis. 13-year-old penis. She loves it. So shout out Miss Brittany Zamora, man. Teachers out here taking the kids' education to heart. You helping these students out as much as you can. You know the little boy probably, he couldn't study because he was full of nut. So you were just helping him out. And get that nut out of him so he could study more, man. That's all she was doing, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna count her. Like, I'm not gonna make her be out the bad guy.
Oh yeah, she is. She is.
She was doing community work.
Okay. She was doing community work and she needs to never be able to teach again.
I mean, you know. Now roles reverse, a 27-year-old man teacher having sex with a 14-year-old.
They would have locked his ass.
Yeah, they're gonna tar and feather him and nobody would be sitting here going to bat for him at all. At all.
I mean, and my thing is, I do know, I mean, and not to say that it's ever okay, because you know what your job is versus what the student is there for, and students are young.
So let me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying the fact that
in college, is
when I went to school,
it's not against any law. Okay.
But it's the fact that I went to school when they had a couple of young teachers. They were like, you know, were student teachers or whatever. So they were kind of like, they might have been 20, 21. They were still in college. And a couple of girls pressed up on these guys. And I mean, they were attractive looking guys, but I guess because I wasn't there yet, I wasn't really trying to get at nobody. I was like, oh yeah, Mr. So-and-so, he look all right. But it was one girl, she had the boy climbing in and the man climbing in and out her window.
Wow.
And he had got in trouble. He couldn't come back to the school and all kind of carrying on. She in 11th grade, so she 16, 11? 17.
You supposed to know better, nigga. You supposed to be like seniors only. Like, you gotta
Nobody. You're 20.
But I'm just saying, you're if you're 20, you gotta charge. Be at least a senior. I'm not.
But you still catching this charge if she ain't 18. So you finna catch this charge.
I thought they had a 3-year rule.
I'm sure back then they did not. I'm sure they didn't back then. Because the reason why he never came back was because the mom and them said they would not press charges if he was removed from the school. So they had to remove him.
Mama, I love him. I still want to have sex with him. And that's just what happened. Wow.
But like I said, sometimes some of these girls are more aggressive than guys. So you have to be mindful of what you put in yourself. You know what I'm saying, around. So you got to be strong enough to deal with the temptation.
We had a teacher at our school. He was raping girls for 30 years. Well, he was having... It's rape. If you grown-ass nigga, you having sex with girls in middle school.
Make sure you put the correct terminology. That's statutory rape.
That's rape.
They want it.
They can't want it because they're not old enough to know.
Yes, they can because they can screw a boy their age.
Okay, that's a boy that neither one of them know better.
They do know better.
This nigga, no, they don't. They young. They horny. They devilish. That's all it is. But this grown ass nigga, he was raping girls from the time he was 20 to the time he was 50. And I recall one girl that used to always go in his office doing PE.
So she liked it.
She never was like dressing out and shit. We'd be like, yo, why she don't have to dress out? And the office door would always be locked. So we'd be like, yo, something going on. And then when the story came out about him, like all these girls saying he did whatever to him, we were just like, yo. It happened to her. She ain't come out and say nothing, but I'm pretty sure it happened to her because no way you going in this man's office every day. He locking the door. Like, there's no way a teacher and a student should be in a room with the door locked. Just, no. That's unacceptable.
I mean, there are some times when that's acceptable.
Never acceptable.
It is.
Because, no, because that way you open yourself up to issues. If you in a locked room with somebody, nah. Because let me ask you a question. You and the student in there studying. I come to the door and it's locked. And then you come to the what natural human instinct will be like, whoa, why they in there with the door locked? If this is school hours, whatever, people gonna assume that y'all in there doing something just because the door was locked. If you in there with a student, keep the door open. Keep it unlocked. Keep it cracked. Something. You know what I'm saying? Unless you talk about something, even if you talk about something personal, keep the door closed, but don't never have it locked. Because they can say anything. Yeah, I was in her. They can lie on you. They can lie.
Yeah, they could lie. I'm just saying, like,
come to the door, like, yo, I came to Queen Germ door and the door was locked, and my friend came out later and said that she tried up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? The door was locked. That's what I'm saying. It's a liability.
I mean, it's a liability issue, but yeah. I mean, when you're dealing with grown people, it is what it is. Because, like I say, where I work, all kinds of things go on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. But I mean, in real life, it's. I mean, like you say, it is a liability. So especially when you're dealing with minors. You should keep the door open or whatever.
Hell yes.
I mean, even if you're dealing with grown people. I mean, keep I'm just saying, open. Like, if it's the opposite sex, yeah. But if Definitely. You're talking about, if you are a heterosexual person and you're in the room with another one who is of the same sex, if there's a private situation that's going on, then, you know, you may have a reason to lock the door or what have you. So it's not always got to be, you know, going to the extreme.
Yeah, man. So if any teachers are listening to this, be mindful. Don't stop fucking these students because they going to tell. You're going to get caught. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, like, oh, no, everybody, all the niggas our age, you're like, yo, that happened to me. I would never say nothing. You don't know what you would have said. You would have told your little friends.
Well, that's where you fucked up. That's probably where this boy hit on got out.
Nigga got jealous, like, because a friend going to be mad. Going to be seeing you every day.
What is shit? You ain't all that. Why she want to be with you? Man. And she over there sucking your dick and shit? Yeah. You coming to school, probably buying them shit and all kind of stuff.
Heck yeah. Like that one teacher that was getting, she was getting blackmailed by the student. He was like, yo, if you don't give me $1,500, I'm going to tell you. She going out to taking out car loans and pawn and everything, them title pawns and all that. She in the hole like 50 grand.
Trying to get it to me. That nigga would have got hit by a car mysteriously. Mm-hmm. I would have been riding out of school parking lot, backed his ass right on over. And oh my God. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see him. Shit, the, fuck
had
that.
His friends calling her, like acting like he was him, like, yo, put some money in this box over here.
Mm-hmm. And she just running over there.
Going, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting some money off of her.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, so yeah. So be careful, teachers. These kids, they ain't got your best intentions in hand. Speaking of being careful. All y'all people out there on Tinder, ladies, men, everybody that's on Tinder, we had a scare last week. Police are investigating a dating site killer. He claims he's killed 7 people. Now, I mean, who's claiming they killed 7 people and lying? I don't know, but this guy, his name is Daniel. Drayton, he was arrested last week in Los Angeles and said to be extradited to New York in connection with the murder of one woman and the rape of another, both of whom police officials said he met through online dating apps. Drayton had been wanted for murder of a nurse in Queens who was found dead in her home a few weeks ago after she met Drayton on a dating app Tinder. Officials said, now police sources tell ABC News that Drayton is claiming he was involved in three murders in New York and as many as 7 murders in total nationwide, though no evidence has emerged to validate Drayton's additional claims. So yeah, ladies, y'all out here on these little dating sites with these niggas, be careful. I'm not part of the dating site era, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the old school where you just hollered at them. Talked on the phone.
At the gas station.
Yeah, you hollered at them, wherever you met them at, you got the phone number, you talked on the phone with them, you know what I'm saying? After you talked on the phone for a while, you might agree to meet up somewhere, and you know, then, you know, it went from there. Nowadays, you got to go on an app on your phone. I asked somebody the other day just for did some research on this. I said, how does it work? They was like, well, you go on the app, you put in your profile or whatever, you set your parameters. Like, let's say, for instance, you're looking for people within a 10-mile. Because they say Tinder is a hookup thing. You can have it from 1 mile up to 100 miles. So some people looking for love, some people looking for ass. So
most people looking for ass.
Yeah, so you set your parameters, what you're looking for, how far, what age range, and this and that. Because this dude at work, he's 38. He got his age range like on 21. I said, what the fuck are you doing?
He nasty.
I said, these girls are too fucking young for you, bruh. Like, what?
And chances are he lame as hell. That's why he's on a dating site. And why he's looking for young girls. Because men who look for young women are looking for somebody they can control. Somebody they can manipulate. And therefore, if I got a damn 17-year head start on you, I'm going to be pretty good if I'm talking to women that's barely... Yeah, they don't know what
the fuck. They're going to think you the smartest nigga in the world. Oh, he's just so smart. He's just so awesome. He's this. He's great. He's a great guy. He's almost as old as your fucking dad.
Exactly.
You feel the same way about this guy as you feel about your dad. But so you go on this site. You put in your parameters. You put your profile up. And they only get matches. So you can't just open up and look at everybody. It's only people that match up with whatever
you looking for.
Whatever analytics you put in there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So once you get your matches, you can either swipe right on them or swipe left, whatever. Swipe right means you don't like them.
Well,
you
I
like
them.
Swipe left means you like them cuz GQ Blue called itself Mr. Swipe Right. So
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I know that's you're supposed to swipe right. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you swipe right on that. And then I guess you get up with them. But my thing would be first date, like, what would you think safe as a woman? Where is a place that you would feel comfortable for a first date of a stranger that you just met online that y'all?
It has
to be. Like, how would you go about it? Like, how would you go about
it? I wouldn't go about it.
This is Germ Queen. This is not Queen Germ. It's Germ Queen.
Okay, so in another world, in another life, I would say if you're going to do it, the only smart thing is to go in a well-lit place, doing regular business hours, not no nightclub, not no late night.
So you saying
nothing.
First day out, daytime,
got to be daytime,
place.
Got to be like okay, so how between 12 and 2
do y'all
in the afternoon.
Do y'all go back and forth in the messages before you give them out your phone number?
I mean, that would be better than giving somebody your phone number. I mean, we can talk over the app. You don't need to give me my phone number because if I don't like you after a couple of messages, then I can say, well, you know, we might have matched, but... If I'm not feeling this line of conversation, you know what I'm saying? Then I can drop it there. I ain't got to change my phone number.
Okay.
Versus you giving a nigga your number and then now he calling you and all kind of shit. Y'all got these old smart ass phones. Be done told on yourself where the hell you at and he get to rolling up on you. Anybody got time for that shit?
So you are messaging until you figure out. Then you giving him your number or y'all gonna meet up first?
We can meet up first. I mean, either way it go. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, it's easy to change the numbers and easy to lose a nigga if that's what you want to do. But what I'm saying is you got to be smart about it.
Yeah, so you
ask some questions. You go out in the daytime and shit. If they live in the city that you live in, I'm trying to find some people who know who the hell you are.
So what's some disqualifying? Like, yo, I ain't mean no this nigga. If nigga, what's some things you some? What is some hot
red flags?
What are some red flags that you need to look for in a profile? You know, I wish we had somebody Tinder profile we just look at just to see like what.
I mean, anything that you're not into, like people. Some people are just obsessed with body parts. I mean, I see things like that. When I see like. Even people who I've become friends with on social media, and I see like certain types of posts that they always put posting. If I see a nigga who got a foot fetish or he just crazy about titties, then I realize like this nigga just like me because I got titties, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to go and meet a strange dude that has a damn breast fetish. Then I get over there, the nigga chop my titties off. You know what I'm saying? He could be some old weirdo. So why the hell would I go to your house?
Yeah. Somewhere. So no house is out of
it. No house is out of question. No nice. Meeting up at the house. No Netflixing house, and chilling. No
your house, nothing like
none
that.
None of that. We got to be in the public. I got to feel better. I mean, I would like to be invited to some of the things that maybe you and your friends do or something. Just because, I mean, like, if we done met up and we calling ourselves liking each other, we got to do something to make me feel comfortable. If all I know is you, I could disappear and nobody know where the hell I'm at. Mm. So they don't know I even existed. They don't know you even had no kind of relationship.
Yeah. Wow. So ladies, man, be careful out there because there's some ladies, fellas, be careful out there. Y'all got to kind of do, you know, be a little extensive, you know what I'm saying, with this because, like I said, people can put up a facade online about who they are and they really are not that person. So watch out. And, I mean,
I say get the hell off of there.
Like, I mean, but that's the only way you can meet people these days. No, people,
I'm
telling you.
No, you can't.
Listen, the game has changed.
I mean, I'm trying to tell you, if there are people everywhere, get out your house and stop being lazy.
What do you see when you go out in public? What do you see? Everybody what? In their phones, right?
Yeah.
That's what everybody doing.
But it don't matter. You need to
think about that. It's not.
I get it, but I'm not willing to die for a date.
Okay, but I'm saying, everybody in their phones. So you can't just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, how you doing? Because they're going to be like, I was listening to the Frocast, and this nigga come up and trying to holler at me. What the fuck, nigga? Damn. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like.
I understand what you're saying, but for your safety.
Well, can't you see I was in my phone? I was reading this article on nappyafro.com. This nigga just all of, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, so you don't know how to approach people because everybody.
You don't know how to approach people, but I can tell you, if you got swag, I mean, that's the reason why people are so two-dimensional. Nowadays, because everything is so easily accessible on your phone. Yes. Like, why can't you open up and have a conversation with somebody? I could tell off the bat if I'm going to like you or not if you come and talk to me.
Because
I don't give a damn about these pictures that you done got the right angle of light into this, into that, and the perfect whatever in the background.
I won you over with my witty characters on Twitter. Like, you liked me because I got so many retweets on Twitter. So you thought I was cool just because I'm on Twitter all day long. I'm tweeting all day long. I got some witty one-liners, some good comebacks, and I put up some good memes. So you think I'm a cool person. I have no social skills at all. None.
Exactly, but that's my point. And then you can learn some stuff about people who type. Because I sure know it's like, some of my students may text me something and ask me a question, and I'm looking like I got to rephrase the question back to you just so that you can see how many misspelled words you had in this text. Because I don't want to just be like, okay, the word is where, not were. I don't understand what the hell that's all about. Like, people, please stop. But nonetheless, you know, I mean, and to me, you can't keep excusing stuff like, oh, well, you know, it's a random typo or it's a common whatever. It's just a point of when you, especially when you're talking to a certain person, if it's a business-related text, please look at the shit and make sure you spelling the stuff right. Because it's a complete turn-off. If this is all I have to go by of who you are.
Okay, so grammar is a turn-off. Like,
that's a big turn-off to me because you're an idiot.
Okay. What about, like, shorthand? You don't like that?
I don't like that shit either.
So you can't do that. You can't be typing. No. Gotcha. No. So misspelled words and shorthand, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I could tolerate the shorthand way better than I could tolerate the misspelled words and the misuse of words. Mm-hmm. Because when you talking about, like, we always talking about the your, mm-hmm. You are, yeah. and all that. I mean, like, people just, it's just ridiculous. So, like I say, that's definitely something. If I see that you can't type worth two pennies, because you have an auto thing, autocorrect. Mm-hmm. Now, if sometimes autocorrect could get you in trouble. But otherwise, just read it right before you mash the send button. Then you'll be all right. Yep. But stay off the dating sites because people killing people. And to me, I just feel like the nigga is a loser because ain't no way in the world you're going to tell me you going on a dating site. These people, if you're telling me the purpose of this particular dating site, mm-hmm. more than any other ones, is that people are hooking up. So if they were giving you the pussy, what would you killing them for?
Some people just like, you know, hey, I don't know. Some people like to kill.
Like, what are you raping people for? Like, I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, why do you have to go to the extreme?
Have a mental illness. You're not supposed to understand it because you don't have it. They need help.
Still, the point is, no, they need to die.
No, they need help, too.
No, they don't.
Can't kill people.
If he kills seven people?
Yeah, I mean.
If he kills seven people, his life is over. He's destroyed seven families.
Thanos did that, and he was gone. So, if Thanos snapped his fingers, he gone.
Who was that?
Thanos is from, the Avengers.
Yeah, I don't watch.
He got all the stones and snapped his fingers, and like everybody just disappeared.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put death on nobody, but I just feel like you can't. I mean, it's that's terrible. Like you telling me for number one, you got to have extra safeguards for people because people can't live their normal life like that. You've just taken that away from somebody. Like, okay, if Tinder was your thing and you did like people on Tinder, now you got to be trying to do a background check on a nigga before you go on a date because you got this idiot running around here, killing folk and raping people. Like, that shit is not okay.
So what if some dude hollered at you and he had no social media? Like, none at all. Would that be okay with you?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because that sounds like you're lying. You hide.
So he like, nah, I don't do Facebook. I don't do this. I don't do none of that.
I mean, it would have to depend on, like, how we met and the interactions that we have. Like, in the beginning, maybe if he could prove himself to me that he ain't, I mean, like, if I don't see you on a regular basis, shit, yeah. I want to see what the hell you posting online or whatever. But if you're talking about we live in the same city, we going to mm-hmm. be, you know, able to see each other a couple of times a week. It ain't like I don't hear from you from day to day. You at least text me good morning, something, you know.
So is like, okay, so what about a job? What kind of, is there any disqualifying? Like, you can't date a nigga that work at blank. Like, is this,
no, so, I don't care.
So you long as a nigga he works work
at a legal job, I
so you want to date a drug dealer?
No, I mean I'm too old for that. Like my younger self would be down with that type of stuff, but shit, if we this old, ain't nobody got time for that. Cause I'm not. I love a nigga in prison, but I can't be loyal to you if you locked up.
What if he cool so with that?
It's yeah. like if we together, I'm not going down with you for no shit. I'm not trying to promise you that if these people give you 10 to life or 20 years, I'll come and see you every now and then. But I can't get locked up in this box with you. So I ain't trying to do that. So I mean, it don't matter about no job because as long as you got a good work ethic and you doing what you need to do, I don't have no big problem with that.
So let's say I go on my Walter White. All right. They give me a dime. I do 10 years. If I get out, we going to get back together?
Chances are not.
What?
Like, what would we be getting back together to do? I mean, hopefully, I would not have found nobody else.
I mean, but it's in 10 years, you know, you just like, you know, I expect you to...
I mean, dibble and dabble, but if I found somebody else that I really want to be with, then no, we wouldn't have a chance.
Wow.
So don't get locked up. That's the moral of the story. Shit.
Anyway, wow. So anyway, yo.
I told y'all these hoes ain't loyal.
That's just some things right there we was talking about. Like, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, some of my disqualifiers would be, like, a woman with too many kids. Like, unless I had, like, if I got one kid, I'm still not going to mess with a girl that got five kids. I just, can't do that. I'm sorry. Girls with, you know, no, like, they work in fast food? Nah. Mm-mm. Retail?
So you mean to tell me?
Unless you're a manager or something like that at a retail, I couldn't fuck with you. Like,
what type of nigga is you?
I'm just saying, like, that's just because...
You all that the way you can take a woman who got a regular job?
I say no fast food. Unless okay. Unless she got to be like...
She could be cleaning up somewhere.
Nah, man.
So you telling me a lady who cleaning office buildings, she couldn't be your girlfriend. A lady who is working at a fast food place, She can't be a waitress either at another kind of restaurant. Nah. Why? What is the problem? What is the issue with that?
It's just I just it's just we ain't the same.
Interesting.
You know, like, but it's just I don't know. I just because I mean you gotta have some kind of brains. You know, I'm not saying you dumb if you work at fast food.
You don't know what life has done to me. I could be smart and I just ain't get the chance to finish school because I had a couple of children or something and never got on my feet. My kids almost out of school and maybe I'll go to college once they get out of high school or something. You don't know what the person's story is.
I mean, but it's just like, I just feel like I can't do it.
Okay. I mean, that's your thing, shit. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, for me, I don't limit myself on that. I love people.
Yeah.
I love interacting with people. I love, you know what I'm saying, talking to people. So, like, stuff like that, getting to know a person
and things like that, I just
don't see putting myself in a situation where, oh, no, you're not worthy of me getting to know you.
Nah, I would get to know you. I won't fall in love with you.
Or none of that because of the fact that you work somewhere that I wouldn't approve of. Yeah. Like,
I don't want a girl coming home smelling like French fries and onion rings and shit like that. Waffles and okay, bro. That shit, Big Macs. That shit ain't cute, bro.
I mean, you'll never be hungry.
And then, yeah, I will. Shit, I die from early death. And then I can't, you know, no girls that smoke. Sorry, can't do it.
But you hear that he smokes all the time.
I smoke weed. It's a difference.
Okay.
And then, because I couldn't date a stoner chick. Like, no way in the world. Heck no. Because stoner chicks, man, no disrespect to y'all stoner chicks, man. Y'all, we just, you know, we can smoke together. We just can't be together. Like, I just couldn't do it.
And that's what you say.
Nah, man. So, yeah.
I mean, whatever you like, sir.
Yeah. Anyway.
As he digress.
As I digress. Okay, moving along. Speaking of girls that don't give up numbers, this girl went to a store. I think she was a white girl.
She was.
She was in the hood. Actually, she lived down the street from the store. So she's one of them white girls that live in the hood. So you kind of get what I'm trying to say. And pulls up to the gas station. Dude try to holler at her. She ain't trying to give up the number. This joker jumps on her hood. Starts jumping. Jumps on the windshield. Cracks her windshield.
He was a dope head. Because I want to know what regular nigga jumps on somebody's car.
This man approached me and was asking for my phone number and, you know, calling me all these names.
A Nashville woman says she was terrified when a man started destroying her car after she turned down his advances. Bailey Cantrell says she was sitting in her car in the parking lot of a gas station when the stranger approached her. She says she told him no 3 times.
The second I declined, the third time, and said, I'm gay, I'm just not interested. That's when it kind of triggered him, and that's when he started getting very aggressive.
Surveillance video from the gas station captured what she says happened after she told him she was gay. He jumped on the hood of the car and kicked in the windshield. She tried to drive off, but says she couldn't see where she was driving because of the damage.
I only reversed to try to knock him over, make him fall, but that didn't work. So when I got out, I was just getting out to, you know, grab my phone and call 911. And also, there was glass in my eye from where all that glass had hit us, so that was uncomfortable and I felt like I needed to get out of the car.
The video shows the man followed and continued to kick the car. When she got out of the car, he's seen grabbing her.
Pretty much just flailing every limb that I had to get out of his grip.
Cantrell was able to break free and the police were eventually called. Nashville Metro Police are reportedly investigating the incident, but no arrests have been made.
He kicked the girl window in. He's bent up her hood. Now, the young lady
man jumped on her. It like something from a video game, bro. Like,
he was on some dope. I don't
what kind of car she had? This shit folded like a motherfucking accordion.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. But yeah, man. So, question being, has a nigga ever got like aggressive with you for not giving enough? Like, you ever turned a nigga down and he gave you the aggressive?
I mean, most man, niggas take that. It like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the most somebody will say.
I was just trying to, you know, nigga.
Try to make me feel like I ain't shit because I don't want to holler at you. But, I mean, as far as to put your hands on me or to do anything like that, Nah, thank God it ain't never happened to me, so I ain't never had them problems.
So it's just been words.
Yeah, it's just been words. I mean, I know a girl from back home when we were teenagers. She was, somebody was trying to holler at her and a dude stabbed her when she went on.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
He stabbed her?
And she walked off.
Oh,
and
shit.
He stabbed her. And she didn't die, but he stabbed her up pretty good.
Damn.
So
what did she say? She must have said something vicious. She would have been like, nigga, get your broke ass hands off me, nigga.
It shouldn't have mattered what nobody said, but I don't even think it was to that degree. But it's just a simple fact of the matter. Some people, you know, egos bruise a whole lot easier.
I seen a nigga punch a girl because she ain't give him a number.
That's
and crazy. I was just like, bruh, man, this dude is crazy.
I mean, it don't take all that.
I mean, he straight up slugged her, and I was just like, yo, like, this is crazy. So I don't know, man. I feel bad for women because women.
And then people get mad if you give them the wrong number because I would just rather give you a number just to get out of the situation. Yeah. If you think that the person has the ability or potential to swing on you or do something to harm you, like, shit, I give you anybody number.
Yeah, this girl said she give dudes her number because she's scared. So she give them. I'm like, why just.
Give them a fake number.
Yeah, I said, just give them. She was like, nah, man, because, you know, I'm just like, what the. So women are terrified. Like, it's got to be bad because, I mean. Especially for y'all beautiful women out there or y'all women with nice, like, all that, you know, just, I mean, because niggas holler at anything, first of all.
I'm about to say, because there's some people who I see got some fine spouses and boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn, how the hell you landed that one? But whatever.
I could just imagine, like women, like, I mean, it's probably ridiculous, man. Like, I can't imagine that shit, bro. Wow.
I mean, it's just that, I mean, people just, I don't know, but that nigga there... If you see that video, that nigga is on something. Because he hopped up on there like
he was angry.
I'm like, you already knew this, bro.
Big mad.
Like, I mean, but now she's saying it's a hate crime because what happened was she told him after turning him down a couple of times that she was a lesbian. And that's when she's claiming that's when he went into full gear and started jumping on the car and kicking in the window and all kind of carrying on. And then she gets out the car. Although I really wouldn't care because I would have blamed the fact that I couldn't see because my windshield was shattered and I would have aimed to run his ass over is what I would have done. But she got out of the car like Ace Ventura
with your head out the window and got the fuck up out that parking lot.
Because I wouldn't have sat there and played with him. But he came and got her again after she got out of the car. He jumped on her. So she was getting tagged fooling around with him. But I would have had to run his ass over. Because she backs up. He jumps off the car, and then when she stops the car, he come back over there again. So it's like, shit, he didn't care. And that's why I think he was on something, because normal people just don't act like that. Even if you were in your right mind and you jumped on her car, when she yanked that car back, how the hell you still up there kicking the girl windshield in? Like, the way he reacted, as if he knew the woman. I mean, but I'm sure he didn't because he asked her for the number, but still, you doing too much. That ain't make no sense.
Yeah, man. So, fellas, man, come on, man. You ain't got to be like that with the ladies, bro, man. Either come with some better game, or if she shoots you in the curve, man, just accept it, bro. Keep it moving. You know what I mean? Ladies out there, holler at somebody else. I used to tell my niggas, like, bro, don't feel bad about getting dissed by a girl, man. So many girls out there. Just that law averages on your side, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
If you only holler at three girls that night, you got a 33% chance with each girl. So, you get one number out of three. That's 30. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Some niggas don't holler at all. You know what I'm saying? So, just holler. Take a chance. They might tell you, yeah. Worst they can say is yes. I mean, you don't have the number when you're walking up to them. So, if you walk away without the number, you're not losing anything. You have everything to gain, fellas. Look at that.
I guess.
That's the facts.
You said the worst thing that can happen is she can give it to you?
Yes. That's the worst. That's the worst. That's the worst thing that can happen. You can get the number because if you walk away with nothing, you walked up there with nothing. So you have nothing to lose. So take your shot, fellas. Shoot your shot.
I guess.
I'm serious, fellas.
He sound like he needs something to do.
Mm-mm. I just want to motivate y'all, man. It just seems like the young generation need an OG to tell them how to, you know what I'm saying, be gentlemen again, man.
I'm an OG.
I am. I got an old nigga spirit. I'm only 25, but I got an old nigga spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, moving along.
My favorite.
Yeah. Arkansas couple. Oh man, so basically the 69-year-old woman, I'm finding her name because I gotta
Patricia Hill
found her husband. He had ordered some movies on the cable box. See, first of all, these old niggas need to understand, like, you can't be ordering movies on the cable box and think your wife ain't gonna find
out. What kind of movies were they?
Well, it was a little movie that had, you know, people possibly having sex in it, like hardcore sex.
Okay.
And, you know, they'd call them porn, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, might be frowned upon in some households. But she called him because he ordered a movie and, you know, what'd he say? She ended up shooting this man. Killed him.
Yeah, she killed him. He was 65, Mr. Frank, R.I.P. And she asked him about the purchase of the pornography, and then she asked him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He was out in his little man cave, I guess a little garage or shit in the backyard house or whatever. And she came out there, and he didn't leave, and so he left this world because she shot him once in the leg and once in the head. So.
God, dog.
And then she called the police. She called the police. That she killed him.
On some real nigga shit. Like, yo, I killed that nigga. He in the body's in there. Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
A woman in Jefferson County is behind bars after authorities say she shot and killed her husband because of what he bought on TV. It happened in Whitehall, where the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says 69-year-old Patricia Hill called 911 and told dispatchers she had just shot her husband. It's once investigators brought Hill in for questioning that she told them she was angry because her husband bought pornography. 65-year-old Frank Hill was found dead in his backyard shed. He'd been shot twice. So she went to the shed where Frank was, asked him to leave. When he said no, she went into the house, got a gun, and then shot him.
Wow. So
Patricia Hill is a real one.
No, she ain't, man.
She is a real one.
That's some bullshit.
Ain't no bullshit.
I mean, what's his name?
Frank.
Frank should have known better, man. Frank, man. This thing called the internet, man. You could have watched
Frank that. Frank is 65 years old.
He should have asked somebody about that instead of doing some dumb shit like that. You know, see, Frank, you don't never pay the cable bill. So Patricia probably got the cable bill coming out of some little auto pay. You know how y'all old people get down. And she noticed this time, like, what the fuck? What's this extra goddamn charge? This shit's supposed to be $148 every motherfucking month. All the time, it's been $148 for 3 years. And all of a sudden, that shit $158. She got to motherfucking investigate. Then she found out she was watching a goddamn movie. She popped your ass, goddamn. Frank, nigga, mm-hmm. Man, got no better.
That lady said she could did all them things that young girl was doing.
No, the hell she couldn't.
If you would have just let her. Just let her know.
Patricia, that thing probably dried up like a damn Texas oil. Yeah, that's his problem. Oil well, huh?
And that's his problem because if you watching
porn. He ain't dry. He's 65. She's 69. It's a big difference.
It's a big difference, my ass. It's a
big drop off. He probably still feel young out here in these streets.
He might still feel young, but he don't feel nothing. Huh?
She probably like, yo, nah. He probably sitting there rubbing his little meat on and she wasn't trying to do it. So he was just like, yo, he was in there getting his little rocks off, watching a little video. Damn, man.
I see.
Frank was a real one.
Both of their life.
He died about that damn porn shit. Y'all niggas need to respect that.
So put that in your
pussy. Y'all niggas that just take advantage take advantage of this damn porn online. This nigga Frank died for that shit. Frank real, man. Shout out to Frank, man. He went out like a G.
No.
You know what I'm saying? She don't go do time now. She gonna be on Orange Is the New Black. Frank, you in heaven. You made it to heaven behind that.
Child, please. Not watching no porn jacking off in the garage.
You hey, man, look. Hey, you got to get it how you live, man. Moving along, man.
No, speaking about sex, big testicles.
Oh, man, yes, man. So, I recently was on World Star, and I saw this little video about this guy. He had 80-pound testicles. Now, we watched the video, and this is the most craziest shit I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. Like, this man nuts were fucking like a damn heavy bag.
I mean, it was the size of a damn 10-year-old child.
Yeah, it was. This man had a fucking heavy bag hanging from between his fucking legs, and then this shit was wrapped in compressed bandages or something. They said to You know, keep it from getting any bigger, any faster. He walk around the house butt-ass naked, nuts just dragging everywhere. Yo, this shit was...
It's disgusting.
You can't go to his house because the nigga gonna be sitting butt-ass naked, bruh. Ass been all over all the furniture.
He got like two pair of pants.
Yeah, so you know the nigga be free balling like a motherfucker in the house, man.
Peeing in the shower.
Nigga just walking down the steps, his nuts dragging down a goddamn. Nigga got rug burn on the bottom of his fucking nuts, bro.
Oh,
this nigga. Telling you, man. Hey, bro. They said okay, he's married. You know them people always be married. I don't give a fuck.
500, 600 pound hey, life hey, and all man. That. So people who single. Y'all need to step your game up.
Step your motherfucking game up, because y'all out here single, and you telling me it's a man with 80-pound nuts, and he got somebody that been down with him since 2000, and they got married in 2005, and they ain't had sex since 2006, yes. And he still got this woman with his 80-pound nuts, and they said he still has a penis, but it's embedded in his nuts, so who knows? Like, he probably ain't seen his dick in like 5-6 years. And man just goes to the shower and piss. I don't even know how he shit. Like, I don't even want to know because...
He hasn't used a regular toilet in years, he said.
Yeah, oh, so he just stand... Oh, God, bro. Oh, God.
I mean, then he big as hell, too, so it ain't he like probably just stand up and squat. And got his some nuts big nuts. Away.
This nigga nuts is big as fuck, bro. Hey, be easy. Make the big nut man the picture for the motherfucking Frocast this week.
I'm sick.
Be easy, man. Come on. Just put the Frocast over the big nuts, but, you know, put the big nut man picture...
That's not...
Come on, be easy. Do it for the culture, man.
The culture. So yeah, man. Like so.
Question: when you said for rich or poor, for better or worse, if some shit like that happened, like just say my nuts swell up to 10 pounds,
we going to get that handled. But, like, there's no reason for you to have a let them get to 80 pounds, because when they were 5 pounds,
so now we go to the doctor. They say, yo, ain't nothing we can do about this. Nigga just gonna have to live with these big nuts. Are you staying with me?
I will stay with you if you had something going for you, but this nigga is stuck in the house.
People, did you hear the way? Ah, did you hear that, people?
Because no, that shit is not okay. We can be together, but you already know I'm gonna have me a weekly appointment with somebody.
No.
I can't get with you, and you already know who you dealing with. Ain't no way in the world I'm gonna sit here and just enjoy watching your nuts swell larger and larger and larger as the years go by, and I'm over here with my stuff not being handled, because it ain't but so much eating and feeling you can do, and we ain't got no dangling. Like, this is not a good look. I mean, and the thing is so big, shoot, she could hunch that. Nah. That shit there is huge. I mean, me personally, I would just be like, I would have been encouraging you when it was a reasonable size to get that handle. Because there's no way in the world you could tell me that the people, if you had any kind of good insurance, you went to the doctor. But see, that's another thing. Healthcare is a joke, but we'll talk about that another time. You go to the doctor and you tell me you got some good insurance. Anywhere in the world, I wouldn't leave your office till you run every test possible to figure out what the hell going on with my stuff and how you can fix it. You're not sending me home with no shit like this. Because this, I mean, like, to me, you didn't wake up one day and have 80 pounds hanging between your legs. That shit went from 2 to 5 to whatever. And all them years that you done sat there and wasted.
Now this shit 80 pounds.
Now this thing 80 pounds. And you want somebody to be able to do something. Like, that shit is ridiculous. You are a prisoner in your own home. You cannot go outside. You look like you have actually a third. Like, you, I mean, it looks like it was a tumor at first. Because I didn't know what the hell it was. I thought it was a part of the man's stomach. But then when they said it was the testicles, I was like, what the hell type of shit is this? So, no. No. And then if you love somebody, you should be able to let them go when your situation is fucked up like that. Because it ain't nobody winning. It ain't nobody winning.
So you're just... You know I can't do nothing. So you just leave me?
I said I will come there. I will try to tend to you. But as far as being faithful, I couldn't be faithful to
but
you.
Okay, but you'll still come by and help me, wash me and shit like that.
I can do that. But I can't be... That's what I said. Okay, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you already know I'm going to bring you this food, but I ain't finna be here Tuesdays and Thursday nights now.
All
right. Exactly, because your life is just, you know, I mean, and they ain't got no poor children. The lady might want to have kids. She ain't going to be the hand on turn with the man. And who?
I think he's just full of nut. I think he just need to jack off or something. I think he just backed up.
Now that is ridiculous.
And his nuts will go back down to regular size. I'm telling you, he just probably got a lot built up in there. And that's why they swelled up so much. He just needs to bust a good one. And I'm telling you.
And I don't see how he going to bust it if they can't find his dangling.
That's the thing. He got to find it. That's got to be the goal. Get it out of there. Get it out of there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So look up the story about the man with the 80-pound testicles. Watch the video. It's like an 8-minute video on World Star. I'm pretty sure they got a longer episode somewhere else, but we got to find it and check it out, man.
Because I sure hope he got some help by now.
Oh, no. We'll find out about the 80-pound testicle, man.
That's just sick.
Wow. All right. So it's this little meme going around Facebook. And since we have a blackity black movie of the week, we got a blackity black meme of the week. This meme right here, it says the latest it's black must-haves. So this is things that black people you must have. You need to drink water daily, exercise 3 times a week, legal income. You know, this is their words. We're boycotting prisons, a black-owned bank account, a debit card. We're boycotting prepaid. Emergency savings fund, $10,000. Read 1 book a month. Have a valid driver's license. Be a registered voter and vote in all elections. Have insurance, health, car, and life. Know how to swim. Have a passport. They say it only costs $115 and it's good for 10 years. And have a 700-plus credit score and a concealed weapons permit. So, according to this list right here, some of it is realistic. A debit card, I understand that. Drinking water, exercising, legal income, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about
that. But you can't have them at McDonald's. Because apparently, what you mean? King Jersey.
I didn't say you couldn't work there. Because if you didn't work at McDonald's, but I think McDonald's is a job like a.
For young people.
Yeah, and it's just like
a starter job.
Yeah, but I understand somebody got to work at McDonald's in the daytime.
Somebody got to be in management, too.
Yeah, that's what I say. If she in management, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, now she can smell like the fries.
Hamburger. I could deal with a little less, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, baby, you ain't trying to get up out of there. Like, you better than this. I mean, you're going to be a regional manager, so you ain't in the stores every day, something like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to move up the chain.
I like to be with the people.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I get that. Emergency savings fund, $10,000. Now, that one right there kind of, you know, made me like, emergency savings fund, 10 grand. I mean, that would be nice to have $10,000 in the savings, man. So maybe that's a goal that we need to set ours to. Read 1 book a month, you should read anyway, man. I'm all for that one. Driver's license, I mean, some people in New York don't have driver's license. They don't know how to drive because they don't have cars because, you know, you don't ride cars in New York. Registered voter, of course. Be registered to vote. Vote in local elections only. Don't vote in the major elections because that's bullshit. I heard in some elections some dude named Donald Trump won presidency in the United States. Like, Donald Trump that was on wrestling, they got stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin. The nigga that had a show called The Apprentice, he fucking won the major election, so I know that's got to be bullshit. So it's got to be bullshit, so don't vote for president. Only vote
in all elections.
Vote in local elections only. Those are the ones that affect you.
They do, but yeah, you know, voting all of them.
Insurance, you got to have insurance, health, car, life insurance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm about tired of sending money to these damn GoFundMes, but God bless the...
Yeah, I don't send money to none of them. I'm just sorry.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, when you get to be a certain age in your life, though, for real, everybody know they need some insurance. Yeah,
that's what GoFundMe is, the damn insurance.
But that's what I'm saying. That ain't cool, though.
Yeah.
Because most of y'all know your friends ain't got shit. So, how many of us going to be to pay $20 to $25 to help you bury your uncle and your cousin and your whoever? I mean, I understand every now and then it happens, but GoFundMe is for shit like, you know,
be a football team.
Enrichment activities, you trying to go and study abroad or you trying to do some other shit. It ain't for you to be burying folks.
Yeah,
get the damn insurance policy. If y'all got to pitch in together and pay them $25, $35 a month, but whoever that is, just do it, because that other shit is for the birds. Because some of y'all ain't doing what you say you're doing with them people money way.
Only, like, a GoFundMe for a death, like, if you got shot by the police or you died on a job, and the job's like, nah, it wasn't our fault. You know, some shit.
Something.
Yeah, I can do that, but, I mean, if it ain't a sporting team or something, man, I'm not giving to you GoFundMe, man. I'm going to keep it real with y'all, man. You know. And then I always do anonymous. I don't want you to know. Yeah, anonymous, that's me.
Yeah, that's it. That's who it is. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of me people.
Yeah. So yeah, man. I don't know about that. That black. This that be woke. This that be woke mean, because it said until you have everything on this list, why are you wasting time? Be woke and live it. Like, I mean, some niggas don't need a passport. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm cool with not, you know what I'm saying, seeing, I mean, matter of fact, if, like, I want to travel, but it's not really a big deal. I could travel within the United States and see a lot of shit. I mean, I don't have to go to Spain to be fucking wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go somewhere else and be like, damn, you know what I mean? But,
no. I mean, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But people, you know.
People don't, like, people look down on people that don't have, oh, you don't have a passport? Like, you got a passport with no stamps. Exactly. Like, what's and the then, point I mean, of you having a passport?
And then what makes you so better because you are leaving the country? Yeah. Like, for real. Like,
duh, who cares?
Shit, you got a president right now. Y'all fuck around and be in the wrong country. Your ass won't get back in
there. Hell yeah. So I'm going to wait till Trump is out of office before I leave the United States. Because that nigga can change the rules on y'all motherfuckers. So yeah, watch it. So, yeah, so no, I don't have a passport. Don't need one, goddammit. If I go outside the country, it's going to be on a cruise where I don't need a fucking passport.
Exactly.
You know, but it is what it is. I done been to Mexico.
Yep.
Without a passport.
So, it's not that serious.
I done been to Canada without a passport.
So,
you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I understand. Y'all woke niggas. I mean, yeah. Hey, look, if that's what we need to, I'd rather see that kind of meme than some dumbass meme. So I take it back. I mean, some of the shit is unrealistic, but some of the shit is fucking elementary, though. Like, it's human
like, beings. Why do we need to know how to swim? Like,
yeah. What the you hell do, is you that? You do need to know how to swim, though. That's
I like, mean, know how to survive in water, but not necessarily swim.
Swim, yeah. Know how to swim. That's surviving in water. Like, if you know how that's to swim. That's not what that is. Yes, it is.
Swimming is knowing how to jump in the water and swim well. Just being able to dog paddle or something to be able to
swim,
survive
you know
in
how to
water.
Tread water. Yeah, yeah. And swim. Yeah, that's what y'all you need to know how to do.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, because black people, we do need to know how to swim. Break the curse, man.
I mean, you can't.
It's a lot of niggas our age that don't know how to swim. And
I mean, first thing is you can't be scared of the damn water.
And that's what, you know, because I was on Snap the other day, and this dude, this is a daddy. He was like, "Hey, man, y'all come on down here because you know I can't swim." So, I mean, he basically tell like. I would be no help to y'all if y'all are over here, like, if something happened. You know what I'm saying? But that shit crazy, man. Because, you know, usually when people drowning, like, they'll pull you down.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, if the water too deep. Like, I'd be like, hey. But, yeah.
Anyway. You do what you can. Certain things are genetically ingrained in you. So, who's to say, like, once they took that trip over here, they might have just said, hey, y'all stay away from the fucking water.
Yeah, the water is not the water
is
evil.
Not a desirable place. Yes. We stay away from the water.
Leave that water alone. Stay on land. Yes.
Exactly. So that's man. Easily could have been the case.
Hey, man, that's a, hey. Had your third eye open. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water is dangerous. The sharks out there. Yeah, they scared us with the water. Black people are terrified of water.
Mm. I like water, but, you know, I like it more so.
You're a floater. You just like floating and shit. You don't do too much, so you just float.
It just feels so good, relaxing. Mm. Look up in the sky, look at the clouds, just body is at one. It's just a wonderful feeling. So,
I got you.
I like it a lot. I like the beach, too, though.
I don't get in the beach. Nope. Nah. Nasty.
I mean, I just like it. I like to be out there with the water. I don't have to really even get in the water, but I like
it. I mean, I can sit out there in this, but I'm not getting in the fucking water. Like, it's nasty. But, yeah. TV talk. Power.
Power go still fun.
Go, hey. Funniest part of the episode when Tasha told fucking Ghosted Silver would lie for her, and Ghost was like, "Why would he do that?" "Because he loves me." Nigga, Ghost was motherfucking
sick.
Shook. That nigga face was just like, hey, that nigga wasn't the same for the rest of the episode. Boy, goes, look, that nigga, hey. Boy.
Yeah, that swag you had when you thought you had her in your back pocket.
Nigga had Angela and Tasha up in the house. Ghost in his mind was like,
yeah. I'm that nigga.
It's existing like in my mind. Like I got, nigga, goddamn Tasha rocked your world, nigga. That shit was so motherfucking funny, nigga.
Tasha,
yeah.
Real OG.
And then what else happened in this episode? So Ghost, and now all of a sudden, see, this is what pissed me off. All of a sudden, on Power, Ghost and Andre are fucking best fucking buds. Best fucking buds. They got them asking each other to do hits for each other. They hanging out with each other. It's just like, Oh my god. They were just mortal enemies like 2 episodes ago. Mortal enemies. Now they best fucking BFFs. They got them adding each other on goddamn Twitter. They got them profile picture talking about Brody's. All this bullshit on Instagram with each other. Man, come on, man. Writers of power. Come on, man. I know it's gotta be a rules. Maybe they're
gonna have a little twist around
it. I know it's a rules to pull them in. Ghost gonna get them. I get it. But still, man, y'all gotta be a little more. No. Look at transparent. Then the Tommy and the Teresi shit. Tommy's about to get in business with Teresi, but he thinks he's about to get in business. But Teresi and Sammy is about to turn Tommy into the feds and get Tommy the fuck up out of there. So, Tommy, I hope something happens and Tommy don't get banged up for this bullshit because, damn, they told that nigga better. But maybe Tommy got to sit down for a minute. It's his turn to go to jail. But if he go to jail for this, he ain't getting out. What else? Let's see. Tariq. He about to start to be the pill man up there and fucking choke. He said him and Kane about to flood the motherfucking school with pills. Tariq about to become a dope boy 2000, man. Shout out Tariq, man. He's stepping up, man. I like that shit.
Tariq, he getting his life together.
Yeah, he getting his life together.
No, it ain't, because you ain't got to be no damn dope boy.
He said he don't want his daddy. He ain't taking his daddy money
so
no
what,
more.
So what, you ain't making no real money? You out there playing with these crackers trying to sell some pills at this little elite school?
Yeah, he about to take off. He about to take off on the ass. But next time, Tariq, don't sell him in the bottle that got your mama name in it. Because I think that's going to be a big deal. How your pills get up here, Tasha? You got a gun, registered gun that's going missing. Then the bottom, now they got Angela. They got Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see she buried the evidence, so they're coming after Angela. They're coming after you, Tasha. Shit about to go down. Somebody going to jail.
Yeah, somebody going to jail and somebody about to die. Yeah.
Angela either going to lose her job or she going to jail. Well, she definitely lost her job already, but she's going to jail. Or she going to turn in ghosts. Who knows? It's going to be crazy.
But she loves ghosts, so she's not going to do that.
Yeah, this Angela and Ghost fucking, they taking baby steps towards relationship. I mean, I'm just like, man, I know every season Angela and Ghost get together for a little bit. So, you know, this is doing them little episodes, man. And just, I don't know. Acting on that show is kind of, besides, like, Ghost is a good actor. Lorenz Tate just looking like, he just like, yo, man, there's some fucked up niggas out here. But the rest of the acting is kind of shaky.
It's a little sketchy.
Yeah, but, you know, I still keep watching.
Yeah, because Ghost is fine. I mean, I know that's not why you watch.
Yeah, that's not why I watch.
That's why I watch.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so interesting to see what's going to happen on Power. We'll keep up with it. We're going to try to get a Blackity Black movie in this week, man. Just things been kind of amped up. So we're going to try to get that in this week so we have that for you next week. We do have a question from the nation. We might have two. Let me go look up. I know we got one for sure. This one is from Just Don't Want Kids. He said, I listened to the show last week when y'all was talking about condoms and marriage. I've been married for 10 plus years and don't want kids. We use condoms. What's wrong with that? I can't wait to hear y'all clown. Just don't want kids. So, Just Don't Want Kids. You've been married 10 years and you use condoms? My nigga, you ain't been married for 10 years, my nigga. No, I'm just kidding. You are. Hey, that's day. That's day. I mean, you just don't want kids. But if I didn't want kids, I'd just get fixed.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
I just gonna get fixed because I'm not having sex with condoms, man. Fuck
that. That's lame as hell.
Go get fixed. If you don't want kids, go get fixed. Because if you're not fixed, you can have kids.
One of y'all cheating.
Ain't nobody.
I can tell you that. I can tell you that now.
I mean, but just with a condom, no, man. 10 years, my nigga. Like, so I wonder, have you ever had raw sex? Like, that would be amazing. Like,
they have. Because you ain't always got no damn condom. I can tell you that now. And I already done gone and Googled it. Typically, the average cost is going to be about $10 for a pack of 24. If you go to Walmart, Target, whatever, depending on brand. 10 for 24. So if you had sex,
36 tens. That's every day, 365.
They ain't having sex every day. Because if you wearing a condom, nigga, I won't let you put that plastic in me every day. I'm sorry.
We can do it every day.
We're not. What the fuck are we doing it for every day when you putting this plastic inside me? I got a condom on, it don't matter. No, nigga. Hell to the nah. Somebody want that shit.
Latex.
Exactly. And that's why I wouldn't be letting you run it up in me. So the point I'm making is, chances are, you and your damn condoms, you ain't having sex more than 3 times a week. I doubt that very seriously. Every other day, I had to give myself time to air out because you got this old plastic shit up inside of me. It's not happening more than that. So if we saying 3 times a week, it's 52 weeks in a year, we having sex 156 times. So we having sex 156 times, if we're looking at the cost of condoms, if we buying the 24 boxes, that means we would have used 6.5 boxes. Mm. So you can't buy 6.5 boxes. We gotta buy 7. So that's not really bad. $70 to $100, depending on brand, a year. That's not really too bad. Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot cheaper than daycare. It's a lot cheaper than daycare.
$700. So, I mean, that's way, not bad.
Way cheaper than daycare.
Yeah, way cheaper than daycare, but you nasty, because I promise you, you cheating. Because you can't tell me that you want to wear a condom with a bitch that you done been with for 10 years. You marry me, and you telling me I want to feel a condom up inside of me every time we have sex? Nigga, I don't like that shit. And so, I'm going to give you head, but you finna put a condom on before we have sex.
He might eat the box.
Child boo.
What if he ain't eat the box, he's doing all that. He's just putting the condom on.
Mm-mm. That make me feel like you cheating. That gives me a green light that I can cheat. Because that tells me that if you can't trust the pussy, then that means, well, hell, I need to get with somebody who can ride up in this. Mm. That don't sit well with me at all. So, no, you nasty. You probably cheating and you want to try to tell this lady she can't handle a turn.
What if they both said, like, what if it's like a... Like, couples these days don't want kids. Like, it's people
out there. Some couples.
Yeah, there's a lot of couples that don't want kids.
Now, I ain't going to say a lot. It's some.
Yeah.
A lot means more than average.
It's a lot these days. These
people, like, are having babies.
They having kids. Yeah, people having babies, but it's a lot of people deciding not to have kids.
Yeah. I need more people to weigh in.
They have kid-free restaurants. They have kid-free weddings. They have kid-free... Like, it's people that's against kids now. Like,
yeah, but they stupid because you were a kid once. Mm-hmm. So, hell to that theory.
For you to be here, you had to be a kid. So
fuck that.
So, but some people just don't want kids, man.
I mean, you don't have to want to have kids, but you're not going to tell me you finna cheapen my sex life.
But what if she... That's the...
Listen, the nigga gonna
have... You don't want kids either. So okay, what are we gonna do?
But you gonna have a vasectomy, because I'm not finna sit here and have you doing it to me and I have to use a condom. Like, you using a condom, that shit is whack. That's whack as fuck. Like, how intimate is it that you busting in a damn condom? Like, that shit is lame.
Why I gotta get the vasectomy? Why you can't get your eggs removed?
Nigga, please. Most doctors don't even suggest that women do that if they haven't had a child. Mm-hmm. It's an easier procedure. I know a man
in my job, his wife fed him that bullshit right there, so he went and got a vasectomy, and then she left his motherfucking ass, so now he out there, he can't even have motherfucking kids.
Well, that mean that if he clearly didn't want none. If you went and had a vasectomy, she didn't make him have kids.
She fed him that same line you just said. Doctors, if you ain't had kids, doctors said da 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 da, and then she went and left his motherfucking ass.
Well, that was him. He was stupid.
Man.
I know niggas that done had a vasectomy and still got women pregnant.
Shout out to Cromarty, him and his wife that had 3 kids since his vasectomy.
So,
three.
Like I said, sometimes it don't matter.
The doctor must have pinched your shit closed with a roach clip.
Some shit. They ain't did nothing. They just gave you some damn anesthesia and was playing like Dr. Boutte around your table because they couldn't have been doing no damn work. If you telling me you're going to get 3 kids out of there?
That's insane.
You better damn swab them out. Make sure they're your turn.
So shout out to all the niggas having sex with their wives with condoms, man. Shout out.
You're lame as fuck.
Man,
for the record. It is lame. Because who the hell, I'm in a relationship with you. And we can't do it without a condom? Nigga, please. That's like we dating. Fuck you. Get your ring back, nigga. I don't want this shit.
But what if you, like, but it, so somebody got to get fixed is the only
somebody got to get fixed because we bussing. Okay. I ain't with that damn condom
so
shit.
So who getting fixed? You said it's the man. It's the woman.
It's the man all day long.
I'm saying it's the woman.
For what? Like, you're not going to get me to get my tubes out. I have not ever had a baby.
I've never had a child, so I'm not going to get my damn.
So what? So, that's you. You the one wanting
to be. Ain't it one that you can get that's reversible? Like, yo, just let me suppress them or some shit like that? Like, yo, don't. Just like,
I mean, you can get damn tube tie reversed. I mean, it just costs a lot of money and is you know, it's kind of risky, but I mean, you can get it undone because it's not like you're getting shit removed, you just keeping the eggs from flowing in the
before you got your tube tie, just get you some eggs and save your eggs.
I don't need to do that shit because I don't. I'm
if you
want to
have a kid, insurance. I'm just saying, like, if that was the case, you could be like, yo, as an insurance policy.
Yeah, you could.
So that's what we both do. Yeah, I'd be like, yo.
We not, we would, yeah. But, I mean, I just feel like a nigga who pressing the issue about wearing a condom is cheating. Mm-hmm. So, the way I feel about the situation is that if a nigga can't have raw sex with me, and we supposed to be married, nigga, you cheating. Mm. So I don't trust your ass. So no.
So what if
I just don't want to have kids, my ass. So you just want to fuck other women. I'm trying so you can't get
with me. Hold on. What if they just like, okay, let's just say they was on some, I'm trying to think, situation. So what if they had raw sex, but they put the condom on, and he just nutted in the condom?
That's a waste of a condom. He can nut in a damn washcloth that we can
But your pull out game, but you know, sometimes you pull like in some nights you be off that head.
Get a vasectomy. Get a vasectomy. Because what you not finna do is tell me that I can't feel you inside of me because you want to use a condom. Because you say that we don't need to have kids. Or we say we don't want to have kids. Y'all better figure out something. Because a condom ain't it for me. That's not me. I feel like I can't trust you if you wearing a condom. Like, we married for what? What the hell are we married for?
That's the bottom line.
Shit, you could be on Tinder, girl. Get you some good dick. Just hope it ain't Damari. What his name is?
Yeah, whatever. Dope dude. Danielle. Some name, weird ass name. Daniel.
Whatever his name is, the crazy boy from Tinder.
So we got another question from Nation. Got two questions from Nation this week, man. This is amazing, bro. This one right here says, what's up, most problematic podcasting couple? My 22-year-old coworker recently moved into her first apartment. She was telling me about all the appliances she bought for her kitchen when she mentioned a toaster. I asked what was the point of buying that when you can just use the oven. This led to me finding out that she and several of my coworkers use a toaster for bread, waffles, toaster strudels. I didn't grow up with a toaster. Have you ever had a moment when you were surprised people actually use certain things you thought were pointless? With love, Short T. You know what I'm saying? So that was from old Short T.
Short T.
So yeah, first of all, man, you gotta have a toaster in your house, Short T. Like, how did you not have a toaster? Like, toaster is fucking... You don't have to heat up the whole oven on broil and just to make two pieces. You can just throw it in there, pop it in there. It's going to be cooked on both sides. Yeah, your house is hot as hell. Yeah, it's going to be cooked perfectly because, you know, you put it on broil, you got to kind of watch it.
And then you got to flip shit.
Yeah, you know, it's not worth it. So you might as well just put it in the toaster. As soon as it pop out, hit it with the little spread, whatever you're going to put on it, boom, you got fresh toast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, appliances people use is weird. Let me think.
Well, I didn't grow up in a house with a dishwasher. I didn't think it was weird. Me neither. It was just the fact that I never had one, and my parents said they weren't going to get one because we were the dishwashers.
Yep.
So it wasn't a thing for me. And then when I finally got into a house where I had a dishwasher, I still don't use the damn dishwasher because my kids are now the dishwashers. So, you know, it's one of them type of things.
Repeating the cycle, baby.
Yeah.
They must learn.
Yes, they must learn.
One day they're going to do it to their kids.
Yeah, because the little people, they just not. They don't really.
Yeah, the dishwasher made them lazy. Like, they ain't understand. They already lazy. You just, like, you lazy loading the dishwasher. Like, you don't even take the old dishes out.
You overpack the shit because you got the old dishes in there with the.
You ain't even take them out, so you washing them again. Yeah,
the clean and the dirty in there together.
It's just ridiculous. So, no. Yeah. So now you're just going to hand wash them all the time. You know?
Yes.
But the dishwasher, like, I remember we first got a dryer in the house. I was so fucking happy. Because hanging out clothes is not the fucking deal. So, yeah. Niggas that don't have a dryer in their house and they don't go to the laundromat to still hang their clothes on the clothesline, yo, y'all the realest niggas living. So, if you ain't got a dryer in your house and you ain't go to the laundromat, yo, y'all the real MVPs. Because hanging the clothes out in the wintertime and the clothes got to stay on the line all fucking day long just to dry. And then they come in smelling like outside, like, yo, that is not the fucking business. I don't give a fuck what kind of detergent you use. Your clothes come back in smelling like outdoors. And then don't let somebody cut their grass and you got your white shirts out there and that fucking dirt go up there and now your shirt's fucking dirty. You know what I'm saying? It's a mess, man.
Yeah, sound like you're talking from a testimonial standpoint.
Oh, hey, man. My grandma didn't have a fucking dryer in her house until I was fucking 15. Mm. That was the greatest fucking day in my life. I used to go do my laundry at my aunt's house because I was just like, yo, I'm not doing the outside shit. Like, I'm not. The jeans be all stiff. That sound like
it was horrible.
It was. It was terrible. But yeah. So yeah, Shorty. What else? A dishwasher, dryer. I can't believe you a toaster. Like, that was just for you. Like, a toaster. That's crazy. But, yeah, man, shout out Short T for submitting the question for the nation, man. Shout out, shout out, shout out. Got a new little segment, man. We got Queen Germ's prayer line. Queen Germ, introduce this prayer line. Explain to the people what your prayer line is, ma'am.
Well, you can submit, or I can see some things in the world today that may require a little bit of prayer so that we can assist some of these people in the world. So, is Queen Germ's prayer line, prayer list?
The prayer line is open.
And therefore, if you want to submit your names and your situations, I will gladly pray for you.
Who need prayer this week, Queen Germ?
Well, this week, none other than somebody from the Beehive. I think I ain't gonna even go where I think it. They might shut your whole little shit down.
Yeah, chill, chill.
So I'll chill.
Be easy in the Beehive.
Okay, that's sad. Zamarcus Devon Scott. Now, this young man, first of all, I really don't understand some of the things that people do, but this is stupid as hell. Now, I know I'm trying to pray for him, and God knows my heart as well. But this young man is 18 years old and found it in his mind that he needed to steal an airplane. Now, first of all, this is not one of these matchbox things that you can put in your pocket that costs $1.
$1.49.
This nigga... Because this is what you are. You're not a Negro. You're not a black person. You're a nigga. When you decide that you are going to steal an aircraft. Now, mind you.
They've been playing Grand Theft
Auto. I said this had something to do with the Beehive.
That is Franklin.
Exactly. So the Beehive is responsible for this because this nigga wants to go to the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert. Now, if you done got these seats. You pay $500, $1,000 to go to this concert. Please help me to understand, if you live in one city and you need to take a plane to the city that's not too far from there, if I done scraped up, saved whatever I did to get this ticket to go to this doggone concert, you telling me I can't give $20, $30, $50 to my cousin them? My mom or somebody at the job,
Megabus,
something Greyhound. To get to the place. So now your ass is locked the fuck up. So now you locked up and you don't get to see the concert at all. So you had tickets or a ticket to the concert. So we gonna ask God to help you because somebody gonna have to come up with this bail money or something. Your bail was set at $25,000. So clearly... You just fucking your whole life up. You're 18. Did you not think this thing through? Okay, so you are facing 3 to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. And, like, to me, did you think somebody was going to feel sorry for you because you explained to the people that you were trying to go to a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert that is being held in a nearby city? So, I'm not understanding why. I mean, like, and this is how you know. I'm going to just be real with you. This is how you know today's youth, they need prayer. Because it's no way in the world you're going to tell me of anybody with some good sense. Because, see, this is what the problem is. The damn video games have gotten this churn fucked up. Because when you thought in your mind, because the boy says in this report that this nigga said he didn't think it was a big task. All he thought he had to do was mash a couple of buttons and pull a lever. So if you don't even know, because fuck, stealing the plane, you can't get away with the plane if you can't fly the motherfucker. So I'm trying to understand, if you have never flown a plane before, what the hell did you think was going to happen? You better be glad you got caught stealing the damn thing, because you would have killed yourself. What if he would have been able to get that thing to lift up off that ground? And then the nigga didn't know how to fly the plane and he died. Now that would have been some bullshit. So now you got this kid up here and probably making other people, children, think that there's some shit they need to go and try to investigate and do. All behind you trying to get to a damn concert. And if you spent that kind of money for a ticket to a concert, you should have already knew how the hell you was going to get there. And if nothing else, shit, if it's a nearby city, if it's a city that close, fuck that. You better start walking a week or two early and get there. Because it's no way in the world you're going to tell me you over here trying to steal his plane. Like I said, you ain't steal a damn car. You trying to steal a plane. And you have never flown a plane before in your life. So, all I can say is, Mr. DeMarcus, we gonna pray for you right now. And we hope that, you know, the time you spending in jail will allow you to also find the Lord and pray for yourself and get yourself together. Because clearly, you were not in your right frame of mind when you thought you was finna steal these people's planes.
Hey, boy, that shit was crazy. So shout out to DeMarcus, man. You really went out there. You wanted to go see that concert bad as hell.
Yeah, wow. So hopefully they still on tour by the time you get your ass out of jail. And maybe you can get there this time.
Wow. Hey, man. It was good. I liked this segment. It was pretty cool. I liked the music out there, too. That's pretty cool. My Keep 100 this week, man.
100.
People who know it all. I mean, listen. King Germ, I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all, but I know a little bit of something.
You think you do.
And you know what I'm saying? But I know there's people that know more than me. I'm not down. I'm not, you know, opposed to listening to somebody that might be putting me on something. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know where you're going to learn something from, and I'm a firm believer in that. But there's some people out there that think they know it motherfucking all. And this week I was having a conversation with someone, and it dawned on me that this motherfucker got all the goddamn answers, Sway. He got all the answers. And so I was trying to, you know, nigga started a new job. You know, the man trying to tell him, you know, how he do this. He want to do it his way. Man going this route. He want to go his route. Then I was like, well, once you use this app, you know, it'll tell you when the traffic is bad. Oh, I already know all that. Oh, so you know when traffic bad. You know when they working on the roads. Oh, you know more than a goddamn satellite. Then you a bad motherfucker. So, yeah. So shout out to the know-it-alls out there, man. Yeah, keep knowing it all. And motherfuckers like us to just keep shaking our motherfucking heads at y'all motherfucking ass. Yeah. Queen Jeremy, gotta keep 100.
Yeah.
100.
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I see a lot of people out here nowadays, you know, it done got hot. Some of us showing our body off a little more than others and a little more than we should. But just so y'all know, some of y'all who run around here talking about y'all got some nice size titties and this, and this. If your bra ain't got more than at least 3 clasps on the back, you ain't got no big titties. So just don't be running around here telling people about what you're working with. And if that's one of these body parts that you're trying to advertise for the people, just know, stay in your lane. Queen Germ got 5. So if you ain't got at least 3, then you ain't working with much or nothing. Wow. Just for the record. So I'm gonna keep it 100 for you.
Queen Germ small titty shaming out here.
Just saying.
All right, y'all just ladies saying. With the itty bitty titty committee. Queen Germ hating on y'all.
Yes, because I'm large and in charge. So I just need you to know that's what it is.
Mm.
Real curvy, real sexy with it, but just so you know. Wow. My titty's bigger than yours and better.
Got any winners?
Well, today I don't have any winners. I have 2 losers, so you can tell us what your winner is.
Okay, one of my winners is Randy Moss. Randy Moss is my winner for recently being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Winner!
First ballot wide receiver, of course, Randy Moss. His name has become a fucking adjective, saying you got mossed. It's an action word. Is that a verb? What is it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Action.
It's an action word.
So it is a verb.
It's a verb. His name became a verb. You got mossed. He went to that's not why he's my winner. He's my winner for having a tie with the 12 names of people that were gunned down by the police, bringing awareness to it. And you know what I'm saying? Sitting there beside that old fucking raccoon ass nigga, Ray Lewis. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And
the white people bought him, so he can't say nothing.
Yeah, Ray Lewis can't say shit.
He can't say anything.
He's on the payroll. So, you know, shout out to Randy Moss for being my winner. And my other winner is 2 sets of twins married each other.
Winner.
2 sets of a set of twin brothers married a set of twin sisters on the same day.
And how the fuck are they winning?
Because that shit is like weird as fuck.
So that's a good thing? They got married in Twinville or whatever the hell the city is. That shit ain't, I mean, the only person winning is the person who paying the tab because they got two weddings for the price of one.
But look, though, identical twin sisters Brittany and Brianne Dean have long dreamed of marrying identical twin brothers. Now their childhood wish has come true. On Saturday, Brittany and Brianna wed Josh and Jeremy in a joint ceremony at the 2018 Twins Day Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio, where they first met a year ago. The couples were married by identical twin ministers in a ceremony themed Twice Upon a Time. Weird part about that is they're fucking kids. Their kids are going to be like genetically the same because I want to read what they say, the smarty arty answer. When we have children, my and Josh's children will be genetic siblings to Brianna and Jeremy's children. Brittany said, even though they're cousins, they're technically genetic siblings. Wow.
How?
Because the DNA.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time,
yeah,
I guess.
They got the same DNA. Think about it. The yeah, mama,
they do.
But. Yeah, so it's like they're genetically they're siblings, but they're cousins.
Yeah, technically.
That's like some inbred shit almost. It seems like it. Like
but it's not.
It's not, but it just seems weird. Like,
yeah, I mean, but it's still sick because I don't understand why would you want to get married to a set of twins. Like, I mean, because see, the thing is, being an identical twin is the part that you won't have no choice with. That's just rare.
Yeah.
But when you are fraternal twins, that's something that you genetically have some control over. Like, you have twins running in your family. Typically, that means that you all have fraternal twins that's running in your family.
Yeah.
So, identical twins don't really run in people's families.
Okay.
So, it's like, when you're looking at that, the chances are your kids, they could probably all look just alike, you know, have similar features and all of that stuff. And that's going to be cute for a minute, I guess. But then at the same time, I mean, the hope of you having, with them having twins or you having twins when you start having kids and all that carrying on is not likely.
They're going to have to marry twins.
And that's going to be lame as fuck.
Yeah. That's cute. Like, then, like, but, I mean, think about it. You could get, like, blood from your uncle if you needed it.
I mean, if you needed it. So, it's cute so it's for like, that purpose if you're ever in need. But at the same time, if you got a genetic disorder, shit, that shit you passing along to your children.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah.
So, all y'all can be all kind of, I mean, it's pros and cons to it. But I guess it's kind of cute. But, yeah, not really.
And my loser this week is...
Loser.
Reportedly. Who knows if this story is true or not, but it was going around that Blake Griffin was ordered to pay $258,000 a month in child support. $258,000 a month in child support. Jesus Christ.
And that's just, I mean, and that's ridiculous. I'm still not for that life. Like, what the hell are you buying that's 200 and some odd $100,000 in a 30-day to 31-day time period that this nigga need to be responsible for making sure you have this shit? I mean, there should be limitations. Like, even for you to be a celebrity, if this person did not help you build this empire, if this person did not help train you, they weren't there to do anything that helped you get to where you are, there has to be a cutoff on the dollar amount that you can be giving these people. Because it doesn't make any sense. Because I'm only going to make this money for a short period of time in my life. So then I got to go back through the course to try to get this shit adjusted. When this man retired, Am I going to still be paying this half of this money? That shit don't make no sense to me. Because what the hell, did he cheat on her? Nah. For them to have the break up?
He said, claimed that Griffin booted her and their two children out the house from his $12 million Pacific Palisades mansion in January. Said she was reduced to being homeless and only had $100 in her bank account.
And that's what happens when you go and rely on another person to take care of you. I don't give a damn. You marry, you can have whatever you have, but you need to have your own stuff. If ain't shit wrong with you, having babies is not enough. I done had churn and ain't still right here. Everybody working. Ain't nobody got no business at no damn house. You sitting around shopping every day. You should have been trying to hold on to some damn money when he was sending you to the store and you was buying all kind of reckless shit. That's what you should have been doing. Buying some stocks and bonds.
Wow.
But I ain't with that. I ain't with that shit. That's ridiculous. Because it's sad because it's people who don't make $50,000 a year. And you telling me she don't get $200,000 a month? That shit is ridiculous. Mm. After a year of this money, she should have everything she damn want.
Jesus.
I just feel like they wouldn't do that if that was a white person. And he damn near white though. But whatever. Just trying to take the nigga money.
So that was my loser. You got a loser?
Yeah, I got two losers. So I didn't have a winner, so I got two losers. My first loser is Letarian.
Milton.
Loser.
Now, this nigga, he a loser. Because when we first heard about him, he was 7, 8 years old, stealing the grandmama car, talking about he wanted to be reckless and do some
hood rat stuff
with his homeboy or whatever. Now, I thought it was just a phase. Mm. So I said, oh, you know, the little chubby dude, he blah, blah, blah. Maybe they got a hold of him. And this is when King Jerm don't agree with me, but you should whoop your damn kids. Mm. If he would have got his ass whooped when he stole that first car, he would have been so damn scared the nigga would have been riding a bike, skateboard, walking or something. Mm-hmm. This nigga get on Tosh, talking to different people on the news, blah, blah, blah. He feeling like he a celebrity from the stupid shit he just did.
He a local celebrity.
So as he got older, we thinking little boy was finna do something with his life. He seemed like he was about on the right track by the time he was in middle school, going to high school and all that. Now this Negro is 17, about to be 18 years old, and done got in some more trouble. You know why? Because he should have got his ass whooped. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you telling me this boy picks up the phone, go on the app, whatever he did, you get an Uber, a Lyft, or whatever it was, somebody name, address, and credit card information is in this system. How the hell y'all going to pull a gun on the Uber driver?
And steal his car.
Y'all steal the people's car and the person's wallet. You dumb as hell. Because you were the one who put the information in there. From the last time we saw the little information from the video and from the report, nobody else was found. So that means you ain't snitching, but your ass is locked up. Because you know who was with you.
Yep.
So you ain't telling on them. You finna take the rap. And you pull a gun on somebody who was the damn Uber driver. Mm. So you are definitely a loser.
Wow.
Now my other loser.
Loser.
If you recall, do you remember the little chubby kid that was on the Mighty Ducks? No, not really. Well, you can Google him in your spare time. His name is Sean Wise. And I say he's a loser because he got arrested for public intoxication. Now, he was a cute little chubby kid on the Mighty Ducks when he played on that. But he looks like he been eating crack. Like, this man looks horrible. So life is really throwing him a curveball. He done had a hard one. He is definitely losing when you walk around looking like that. That shit is ridiculous. So all I can say is please somebody who is related to him, feed him a sandwich, get him something, because he off the deep end. Like,
this nigga fucked up.
Yeah, he looked like
how old is this
all
nigga?
Kind of stuff freezed over. I don't understand how he allowed himself to get to this point, but yeah, that's where he is. So those are my two losers for the day.
Wow, let me see how old this nigga is. Sean Weiss. He's only 39.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't think he was our age.
Jesus Christ, this nigga look horrible.
Yeah, I mean like he was eating crack. Like
Jesus.
Meth or something. He looks bad.
He won it
like
all.
He does not even look like himself.
Damn.
Nah,
he was the goalie on Mighty Ducks. Now I remember.
Yeah, he's a cute little chubby boy. But now he is a horrible looking old man. Jesus. And he's not even 40 man. Yet.
Jesus. So yeah, man. Wow.
Episode, take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, people. Don't be eating crack and meth and all that shit because it's going to make you look old as a motherfucker. Hey, man, I was reading a little post on that site, man. Motherfuckers like, do you eat ass on the first sexual encounter? Like,
no.
I mean,
no,
you gotta save ass eating for something. I mean, you can't just do that on the first, like, cause think about it. You eat a girl ass the first time, y'all, you know, she gonna look at you weird, bruh. I mean,
that's too much.
What vibe do you put out there that you like, yo, I'm just going to go for it all. I'm just going to eat the ass.
I'm saying like, because people already judge you. Because if they see you, you know what I'm saying, you a duck. If you run around here trying to take a nigga to the mall on your first date, yeah, she going to get some shit. But she looking at you like, well, hell, how many other heifers he done bought a pocketbook for on the first date? You don't know my middle name. You don't probably know my last name. You don't know what the hell I do for a living. So I don't know about the jumping in the ass stuff. Now, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Once again, ass eating has made its way onto the podcast. We do it somehow, some way.
Every time.
So, yeah, man. So, if you eating ass on the first date, man, salute, man. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No salute.
Salute, no man. Salute. Nigga, y'all niggas the real MVPs.
You need to goggle with some peroxide. Get your shit together.
Amen. Shout out. So, yeah, man. Any shout outs? You got your shout outs?
Yeah, I got my shout outs to my people. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and everybody in Savannah representing the 912 C-Potent nigga. Y'all better hear me now. You better hear me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't give me that old lazy, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I hear
it. To my girl, Flage, representing 912 every day, all day. My people.
Listen to me, y'all.
Yeah, y'all better act like y'all know up in here.
Listen to him, man. Shout out, man. Shout out to the staff, man. Beezy, GQ Blue, Sol Ray, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Mad Static. Shout out to Stacks. Shout out to MJ Money 9S. Shout out to Peppy J from B More. Shout out to Ruler myself, Rick James, Bitch, Light Skin, Kanye, Gerard in Boston, Drew in DC. Shout out to everybody over at that site. Shout out to Peppy J from B More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to all the other podcast niggas that fuck with us. Back Talk Podcast, the O3 Podcast, the Something Light Podcast, the Gemini T Podcast, the Hot Box Podcast. They smoke weed on their podcast and like do a show. Like, so you know, that should be cool. If I'm ever in the area, I'm gonna holler at y'all.
I bet.
And anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Oh man, another show in the books.
316, baby.
You know what I'm saying? For I can't remember the verse. How it go? For he who gave the something.
Oh yeah, John 3:16.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten podcast, which is the Frocast, episode 316. This your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was episode 316 of the illustrious. The motherfucking Frocast presented to you by nappyafro.com. Don't forget, you can always call the voice line 347-201-2572. Again, it's 347-201-2572. You can leave comments, all that good stuff. Hit us up, nappyafromail@gmail.com. I'm out of here, man. It's getting late. I'm going to bed. I'm out.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com